Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners listening to IRIB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad having brothers Ma'soom, Hussein, Hassan, and Ali Nasir with me here today. Welcome, everybody. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah.
Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
And Ma'soom?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Everybody is doing great. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you are doing great as well. Let's get started. Today, we will be practicing Ayah
9.
Surah
Yusuf.
Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, on page 236. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 236. Surah Yusuf, ayah 9.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين.
Kill Joseph or cast him out to another land. The countenance of your father will then be only for you, and you will be after that a righteous people.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Sevier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Nice recitation of this ayah, mashallah. May Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. May Allah forgive him. So, in ayah 9, Allah Almighty continues the story of Prophet
Yusuf.
Yusuf alayhi salam. So, you know, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam loved his son Yusuf more than the other sons, yes?
Yes.
He was like small as well, he was a kid. And also, according to some narrations, he had lost his mother, okay? And also, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam kind of knew that he is going to be the prophet, the next prophet, right? So he loved him more than others. Now, this love that Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam had to his son Yusuf, it was not a sin. It's not a sin, okay? Of course, it happens. Like some of the fathers, parents, they love some of their kids more than others, yes? Sometimes this is not good, yes. But that's not a sin, okay? All right? Maybe, for example, one of your kids is so pious. He is so, so trustworthy. He's so honest. He's so intelligent, okay? He always does his prayer on time. He doesn't forget any of them. But some other kids, actually, they don't care about these things in not that, like that much, okay? So, of course, you love the one who is more pious more than the others. Yes or no? Something yes. Natural. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, this brought kind of jealousy between the sons, okay? So the other brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, they started having a sense of kind of jealousy to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. So refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more and more. Let's get to the recitation and tajweed points. Ma'asum, would you please once recite this ayah?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So, everybody, listen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم
أحسنتم
وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين
أحسنتم اقتلوا يوسف اقتلوا everybody اقتلوا يوسف
اقتلوا يوسف
This is called echoing. Yes, the yes. echoing sound with the letter qaf. Uqqa, uqqa, uqqa. Whenever these five letters, Alina, so tell us these five letters.
Yeah, huh? Qaf,
qaf,
ta,
ba,
jim,
jim and
dad.
These five letters, whenever they carry a sukun sign, make sure, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, that you have to produce a?
Echoing sound.
An echoing sound. Bounce the sound of these letters. Do not make an a, e, u sound with them. No. An echoing sound. A little let them jump. Uqqa. Not uqqa. Not uqqa. No. Uqqa. Let them jump. Okay? That's it. These five letters.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه. Look. أو اطرحوه. So, we have made, actually in Tajweed books, you'll find these letters combined together, made up a word. Huh? Making up a word. What am I? Making up a word. قطب.
Jad.
Qutb jad letters. Qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal. Right? These five letters. Awitrahuhu. Make sure. Huhu. 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 Say it, everyone. Huhu.
Huhu.
Ahsantum. Make sure you pronounce them correctly, okay? Otherwise, the meaning changes. Yakh, yakh, yakhlu lakum. Say it. Yakhlu.
Yakhlu.
Ahsantum. Hussein, say it yourself, you only.
Yakhlu.
Ahsantum. Make it like a heavy pronunciation, with a heavy pronunciation. Yakh. Not yakh. Yakh. No. Yakhlu. Wajh. Wajhu. See the examples of qalqala? Wajh. Yes. Wajhu abikum watakunu u. Some students forget this wow mat. Watakunu or watakunu. They do not prolong it. That's incorrect. You gotta prolong it. وَتَكُونُ مِن بَعْدِهِ How do you pronounce it? Mm-hmm. Hussein?
مِن بَعْدِهِ
أحسنتم. No, that's incorrect. How do you pronounce it, Al-Nasir?
مِن بَعْدِهِ
With an extension. Okay? You were correct, but you didn't extend it. مِن بَعْدِهِ A nasal sound? Hidden. Nun sound is hidden, but that it's produced with a nasal sound. Yes, the sound comes from your
nose
trails and prolong it for two counts. So, min ba'dihi, hi, extend the sound. There is a ya, but qawman salihin, Ma salihin, right? Ikhfa, with the heavy letter, yes?
Yeah.
Sad is a heavy letter, isn't it?
Yes.
Make an aw sound, pronounce it with an aw sound. Qawman salihin. Sa, not sa, sa. Okay? Salihin. This is it. Easy, simple, and beautiful rules. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam had a dream, yes? Yes. You remember?
Yeah. Yes.
إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبتي إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا. Till then, yes, he had a dream. And his father, Prophet Yaqub, told him not to share it with any of his
brothers.
Why? Because Prophet Yaqub knew that they are
jealous
to him. So, kind of a thing, they found out about the dream Prophet Yaqub, Yusuf alayhi salam, had. And also, in order to, like for example, get the attention of their father more, they made a decision. Actually, who told them to make that decision?
Satan.
Evil. Shaitan, right? So Shaitan always comes to you, remember. Okay? If you are the one who can control yourself, your emotions, and if you are the one who understands that these are the temptations of Shaitan and these are heavenly revelations or heavenly thoughts, okay, then you are very good. You're saved. So Shaitan told them that, come on, you got to do something. Either kill him or do something to him so that he shouldn't be near your daddy anymore. So that your father should pay attention to you more and more. Okay? That was an evil decision that they made. So I will recite this ayah once, everyone. Listen and repeat. Ready?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, let's practice. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا
اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخل لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا
من بعده قوما صالحين
وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله حسن حسين علي ناصر المعصوم thank you so much for being with us brothers and sisters dear listeners thank you so much for being with us till the end that's it for today See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with Arab English Radio. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأكوان
القرآن.